Now, verse 13. And again, now he's going to give another quotation here. And will you notice it? And again, and he's quoting now from Isaiah, the 8th chapter, verses 17 and 18. I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children whom God hath given me. Now, this reveals how the Holy Spirit interprets Scripture. There are those today that try to give an interpretation of, for instance, the prophets that would eliminate any reference to Jesus Christ at all. Now, here is one reference that when I read it in Isaiah, I actually see that he's talking about the sons of Isaiah. That's the way I understand it. But now the Spirit of God interprets this in reference to the Lord Jesus Christ, you see. So that when today anyone attempts to eliminate the Lord Jesus from the prophets, they are contradicting the interpretation that the Holy Spirit gives. And you will remember that when the Lord came back from the dead, that he said in John 20:17, go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, your Father, and my God, and your God. In other words, he is saying to my brethren, and it was his apostles at that particular time, and they were, of course, all Jewish. I emphasize that because I think it's rather important at this juncture, and if we keep before us the ones to whom this epistle was written, it will enable us to give an interpretation that I trust might lead to an application to your heart and to my heart today. Now, will you notice verse 14? He says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. We come now to a statement that emphasizes his incarnation. He partook of flesh and blood. He came in a way they weren't really looking for him to come. They should have been. The prophets had made it clear the way he would come the first time. But as George MacDonough put it, they were looking for a king to lift them high. He came a little baby thing that made a woman cry. He took a part of flesh and blood, and he came into this world by human birth, just like you and I came into this world. And not only through birth, his birth didn't save anyone, you see. It was through death he might destroy him, and it was only through death that he could save. His death is what saves us. Not his birth, nor his life saves us. It's his death that saves us. And he brought salvation and deliverance from death. That is, spiritual and eternal death.